president of the Railroad Artifact Preservation Society, Incorporated, and Larry E. Brasher, author of Santa Fe Locomotive Development, which was published by Signature Press in 2006. The Madam Queen. Fully restored in all but steam operation by the Railroad Artifact Preservation Society, the Madam Queen resides in Amarillo, Texas, in honored glory, preserved as a fitting memorial to all those of the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railway that designed and worked her. She is indeed an outstanding and unique tribute to the Santa Fe's pioneering steam locomotive development. Legend has it that when the massive 2-10-4 locomotive 5000 began testing in late 1930, she was found to be not only by far the most powerful locomotive on the railway, but required a strong yet delicate touch on the throttle. Thus she became known as Madam Queen, the monarch of the Santa Fe system. From 1930 to 1938, her sovereignty was unchallenged, only to be usurped by the arrival in 1938 of her daughters of the 5001 class. Her offspring, that included the 1943-designed 5011 class, were probably the most powerful single-coupled steam locomotives ever built. Most of the Madam Queen's service life was spent alongside her daughters, working fast freights between Belen, New Mexico, and Wellington, Kansas, traversing the Santa Fe's main southern freight route through Amarillo, Texas. Never officially designated as a white classification Texas type, she nonetheless was certainly a true daughter of Texas. Some doubt has been cast on the correct spelling of her name. Is it Madam Queen, with an E at the end of Madam, or Madam Queen, with no E? Internet research of the original Amos and Andy radio show and subsequent television show broadcast nationally on CBS indicates that the character's namesake spelling was indeed Madam Queen with the E. Preface. Motive power development on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railway began with the acquisition of a single, rebuilt, second-hand steam locomotive in 1869. Progressed throughout the perfection of steam and transition to the replacement of steam by diesel from 1935 to 1957, and culminated with the last of the railway's delivery of modern diesel locomotives in 1995 as the merger with the Burlington Northern took place. The genius, innovation, and daring of the mechanical engineers of the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railway was for many years an important, dominating, and unrecognized influence in the development of steam locomotive technology. In 1934, while working on developing the technological achievements of supreme steam, Santa Fe's mechanical engineers embarked on the equally daunting journey to achieving significant contributions to the development and introduction of diesel-electric motive power to mainline railroading. Steam locomotive technological development was still in its infancy when the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad acquired its first locomotive, albeit second-hand, in 1869. The young railroad remained satisfied with used or standard production locomotives from various builders for only 10 years. Commencing with the 1880 acquisition of Locomotive 132, a 280 consolidation built by Baldwin to comply with Santa Fe specifications, the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad began to exercise more and more influence on commercial locomotive builders' products. Beginning with the 1913 delivery of the coal-burning 3100-class Mikados, built to locomotive specification dated Topeka, Kansas, December 30, 1912, Mechanical Engineers File Number 360, new locomotives purchased were entirely the design product of the Santa Fe's mechanical engineers. Four men stand out. Operating Vice President Assistant John Purcell, Chief Mechanical Engineer Charles T. Ripley, Mechanical Engineer Howard H. Lanning, and President Fred G. Gurley. Purcell, Ripley, and Lanning are remarkable not only for their contributions to the development of supreme steam on the Santa Fe, but also perhaps more importantly for their unsung leadership, verging on true genius in the early development of diesel-electric motive power on the Santa Fe. Gurley's executive